poem, The Cripple in the Supermarket. He lifts his leg one beat too high to stump with a lurch and a twist on each pivot, as if his waist has locking teeth that ratchet laboriously into place. When he hoists a box from his dolly, he takes a hop step, habit step that has long fit well his eccentric muscles and bone. But he smiles at me and says Merry Christmas, turning into an aisle with his load balanced just so. Danny's head was shaped like a cone. He lived with his parents near the alley we took to shortcut our way to the courts to play ball. When the older boys teased him, he beat his head with both hands, wailing. But he knew the speed of the earth's rotation and the day-by-day count of home runs cracked out in both leagues each year. Mostly, he beamed at us crookedly, chattering happily, walking his familiar blocks, watching us play. We need no one to save us. That plea we make to the darkness above the bed, or alone in the car, the last private place. Outside the coil of our own displeasures, battered saints surround us, who walk out into their certain wreckage each day.